When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Woo. Come on, hit that. Hit that with conviction. With conviction. That's what.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you got to get like
Lord
in there.
Have mercy.
Shit, baby. Oh. Welcome back to another N85 podcast. It's your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z. And to my motherfucking right, as always, bro. Right. 6'3", 175 pounds. Folk he is season. 5'3" in the streets, bro.
What does that mean?
5'3" in your local Waffle House. Bruh, it's your boy Austin. Funny.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up, my brother?
What's up?
Did you have a good week? What's going on, brother? Tell me some fucking stories, brother.
Last week, it was my cousin's graduation. Shout out to you, Regina.
Yeah.
She got her master's and something.
Shit,
I didn't know what she did, but yeah, she's out here making the family proud, you know what I'm saying? And hey. I'm over here.
We're going to get there, brother.
We're doing podcasts.
we are doing podcasts.
That's what I'm doing, brother. But yes, congratulations once again. It was fun. She had a whole mechanical bull, you know what I'm saying, drinks type shit. I rode the mechanical bull frontwards and backwards, you know what I'm saying? I wish my sister would have got the video of it backwards. I only have the frontwards one.
Okay, you want to see?
You want to take a look?
We'll take a look. Yo, Cisco, thank you in the fucking chat for the 10 lightning bolts, bro. I fucking appreciate you. Yo, and if y'all want to watch these episodes done live, make sure y'all go to the TikTok, bro. We in deep right now. Bro, everybody in the fucking chat, yo, we want to get active like we did last week, bro. Last week was fucking amazing. Here we go. We're about to watch the video right now. All right, Austin, so far?
Let me skip it because that's like level one.
Yeah. There's definitely level one kind of writing here. All right, here we go. Chat, look. TikTok, the TikTok viewers, bro. We're going to watch it together. Look at this man. Yo, rate this technique, brother. What are we saying right now?
It's all in the thighs, guys. You got to squeeze. You got to squeeze, dude, yeah, squeeze, this is, squeeze.
Dude, these things are a fucking a workout, bro.
Dude, that shit was hurting for real.
What are we saying about this chat? My boy Austin.
I know how to ride. Pause.
I don't know
pause
about on that, that pause one, on brother. That, pause on that. Lalo said he wasn't doing that to me. Bro, I'm dead, bro. That's looking hilarious, brother. Okay, so yeah, y'all got the bull, y'all got the vibes.
Yes, sir. So once again, I feel like my mom's side of the family. That it was my mom's side, right?
Yeah.
They're more on the traditional side of things. You know, they're not into the like shot. They're very demure, very mindful, you know what I'm saying? So me, I'm not really like that, you know, I like to drink type shit. So I'm taking shots, boom, boom, boom. I'm offering shots to everybody. I'm like, yo, you want a shot? Yep. Boom,
pour it down.
You know what I'm saying? I'm making friends because I don't know. Yep. I interact with people. And
so you're switching up the game, bro.
Yeah, I'm switching up the vibe.
That's what we do, brother.
I'm trying to see everybody's potential, what they can do out here.
Yes,
you know,
bro.
Whenever
it comes to like people like that are very chill and all like that, they have potential. They're like a chest ready to get unlocked.
I see things, you know.
They just need the unlocker, bro. That's what we've been since youngest, bro. We're the unlockers, bro. We pull up. Oh shit, you're fucking lit.
Yeah, and they notice that I'm out here changing the game. Some people, they're like, you know what? Get this man the mic. Austin, you're going to be the first one to do karaoke. I'm like, brother, let's do it. Boom, boom, boom. Now, they're traditional. They're, you know, Hispanic. So I'm like, what is a song that I could play that everybody here knows? And boom, only one person came to mind. I got the queen, Selena. Boom.
Okay. I would have gone with Los Tigres del Norte.
That was lit,
but like every old head knows it. You know what I'm saying?
True. I went with Como La Flor, I think. That's the one.
Como La Flor. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That one. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I got the crowd singing along with me. I got them cheering me on. Boom, boom, boom. Taking shots. Boom. And now I basically got the ball rolling because now everybody else is like, okay, you know what? I want to go.
That's what I'm fucking
boom,
saying,
boom,
son.
Boom. I'm like, yeah, you go. I was the DJ. I had to use my Spotify so they can use the lyrics on it so they can look at it.
So they're all
holding my phone like every single time. Boom, boom, boom.
That's what's up.
And yeah, that was pretty much it for the graduation.
Dude, that's what I missed. I miss that so much about like the lit night outs and shit like that is being able to unlock that for like the whole room, bro. Even like in bars and shit, dude. It takes the right person being in the bar to like get the whole fucking bar lit as shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you could go to that very same bar like on another day and it'll be dead as shit.
Right.
It's because like the right people aren't there, right? The right crews, you know what I'm saying? But if you go on a fucking lit night.
Yeah, and it's like, we're not all doing like us that unlocks. We're not doing it It's not just us. It's the people. They yes. are the ones. We're just, you know, we're just helping them out to unleash.
We're the bridge, brother.
Yeah, we're the bridge. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that are actually making shit lit. But, you know,
yeah, yeah.
So it's all up to them. So if obviously if they say no, and then it's like, ah, you know. It doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, I think family members are lit. Coworkers are definitely fun like unlock because then you see them outside.
Yeah, I haven't seen them on the outside, but I feel really? Like I feel like they can.
Dude, at my Christmas party, dude, I went. We go to a brewery. Oh, and we got free drinks.
Brother. Oh,
oh, Lord we. Have mercy. So you see these motherfucking corporate dudes at the office, like, yeah, I think that profits will go up 17% today, dude. And then they all hear lit as shit talking about like fuck Joe Biden.
Where are the
and
big
shit?
Booty Latinas at,
dude? For real, that shit is fucking hilarious, bro. Yeah. Speaking of that, dude, I didn't even talk about my fat L that I took, bro. Did I tell you?
Is it about that right there?
Yes, it is.
You did tell me, but you
okay.
didn't tell them.
No, listen, brother. Listen. So we, most people like in the that. Work for big companies and shit like that. You get a Christmas party, a company Christmas party, right? And so, dude, for the past 2 years, I've gotten fantastic gifts, bro. It's like a raffle style, right? And last year, I got the 65-inch TV, bro. Woohoo! Best fucking drink, bro. Best drink, best gift. I'm thinking about the drink right now. That's why. And then, so this year came around, and I was like, yo, I don't really want another TV because I have no use for it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, this guy over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Big Dick in the room. Yeah. Okay. And then so I was like, okay, I want some good shit, dude. They had a bunch of good shit. They had PS5. They have like, they had Beats. They had like big sound system. They have a bunch of like good shit. They have like hundreds of dollars of gift cards. I was like, bet. Yo, so second gift up, they were like, yo, we're going to go big. We're going to go and give away a TV. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
So, listen, in our company, there's three people that always win the TVs, bro. For some weird reason, by coincidence, bro, the world wants it to happen this way. Two ladies and then me. I've been introduced into that fucking one of the top three, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
By pure coincidence, bro, this shit is the craziest thing ever. The first one was the lady that always wins the TV. And then everybody was like, boo. It was like, rigged.
Yeah,
was like, no. She did what she did last year. Last year, she did the same thing. She was like, nah, I'll give it back. Y'all can re-spin it. Y'all can re-gift it. Like, I'll take another gift. And everybody, like, clapped it up. Boom. They spin it again. The second lady that got in the second most TVs hits it,
way.
Bro. So then she was like, yo, no. She's like, me too. Send it back, right? I looked over to my coworker. I was like, dude. It's gonna be me, brother. I'm number three that gets the TVs, bro. Watch this shit. He was like, nah. They go, boom. My number was 776. And he was like, 7? I was like, no way. 6. I was like, bro. I was like, it's me. And everybody was like, no way, bro. Like the whole place was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, what? Okay, so listen, bro. I took a fat L, bro. I was so wrapped up in like the moment of like the lore of the like, damn, this is so cool. This is so crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the one to be like, yeah, I'm going to take it. I was like, no, respin it, bro.
Yeah,
respin
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I wanted
it
to
was
get
already
like,
hyped up.
Yeah, I was hyped up. Yeah. I wanted to get the claps and shit. Yeah. So they respin it.
I respin it for a raise.
Yo. And then so I was like, after like three gifts, I was like, thinking I had time to calm down and like get down to level-headed. I was like, why did I give that TV away? Because oh, what God. They do at the end is they gift like you trade, like you're like, yo, you want this TV? Give me that PS5.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? I ended up with a fishing rod, brother. A fishing rod. Now, it wasn't an expensive fishing rod.
It looks pretty cool.
It's $120.
Yeah, I mean, if you fish.
Not compared to a fucking TV,
right,
though,
right?
I want a whole TV. And so, like, that whole night, bro, instead of, like, that lore of, like, damn, you're gangster, you gave up a TV, I was kind of like the you fumbled that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of like the butt of the joke. Yeah, yeah.
Butt
of the night.
The joke, yeah.
They were talking about me for a whole week. They're like, oh, you're that guy that gave up that TV. I'm like, ah, yeah. Yeah, that was me, bro. So I should have done that, but it's all good, bro. We did it for the fucking lore, bro. Fishing is good. That's what all my white coworkers said, bro. Fumbled for real. Damn. Here we go. Hold on. Give me a second, brother.
Go ahead, brother.
Yo, Giselle, thank you for the fucking gifts, bro. She's now the number two gifter, bro. Fest burst times 3, dude. I appreciate you. Yeah, that's what my coworker said. They said, yo, you should go fishing, bro. Like, take this as a chance to, like, enjoy fishing. I was like, brother, do I have fishing time, bro? I don't got no fucking time to go fishing, bro. You know, I'd be lit, but it's too damn cold, bro. You know? Yeah. What were you saying, though?
Yeah, we had, like, I had a similar story to that. So at my job site, they had like, an OSHA inspection, right? And we did very well. They told us, hey, you know, the safety manager, like, hey, you guys did very well, so we're going to reward you with the lunch. They gave us, it's called Skips. Like, that's the catering business, Skips. And it was just burger, hot dogs, fries, onion rings. Boom, that shit was bussing. You know what I'm saying? They're like, all right, now pull up over here. We're going to give some gifts away. Boom, boom, boom. And the main attraction was the TVs. There were three TVs.
Hell yeah, always.
So there were 55-inch Vizios TVs. Okay. And there was gift cards, gas cards, Publix, $100 Publix cards, tools, you know, tool sets, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
My crew, there's probably like five of us, like out of, you know, the whole job site. The whole job site is probably like, what, 500 to 1,000 people.
That's insane, right? Bro.
And yeah, you know, I was just kind of like messing about with my coworkers. I was like, yeah, so which one of y'all going to help me carry this TV? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, look, this is the route I'm going to take to pick up my TV. I'm going to walk through this crowd like
bro,
this.
I'm dead.
You know, something like, nah, it's going to be me, right? Anyways, I didn't end up getting a TV, but I did get a freaking... A Visa card. I got $60.
That's what I'm saying.
I was very surprised. Out of 500,000 people, two net planners. That's my company. Me and my coworker won a prize.
That's absolutely insane. The odds are crazy, brother.
I was like, dude, I don't know. I felt it. I was like, I feel like I'm gonna win something.
Dude, I know. It's so insane. You like feel it. You know it deep down. You're like, I'm gonna win something.
I'm gonna win something.
Yeah, it's so insane, bro. Even like before this company, like when I worked with other companies, I've always gotten a gift. Mm-hmm. 1 year I won a leaf blower, bro.
Bro,
I traded with somebody for like $100 gift card.
Oh, that's not bad.
That shit was awesome, bro. Yo, Lalo said it's to clear your mind, bro. Yeah, bro, we should go fishing one day. Fuck it, bro. I might just keep this shit. I was going to try to go return it or, like, try to sell it on, like, on OfferUp or something. But, hey, fuck it.
My family goes to Jacksonville.
Yeah, you tell me.
So.
Yeah, it does sound cool. Like, you know, it'd be something cool that, like, you know, do, like, a father-son shit, too.
Fishing.
Or, like, a like friend group.
Or, oh.
Oh, no. Will you come?
A little fishing podcast, you know what I'm saying?
That'd be kind of cool, actually. Set up the cameras.
Somehow, set it up. You know, maybe we got like the mics you can attach to.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think that would take, like, yo, chat. Let me know, bro. This is something, a cool idea, bro. If we get like the mics that attach, like wireless mics, we could take this to a whole nother level. Like, we can go and like do shit like out in public and just have somebody like man the cameras, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, talk to different people, like, this would be so much better because, like, holding the mics prevents us from, like, walking around and doing all this other shit. So I think I think that's something that we should invest in and really take the time to do.
Let's take another sip, yeah?
Oh, yeah, another sip, another brother. Sip fuck it, brother. Hey, yo, and if y'all fucking drinking, bro, make sure y'all fucking let us know what y'all doing tonight, bro. Woo. We outside, baby. Let's go. Ah, fuck.
It's not bad, actually.
Oh, I need a sneeze. Fuck.
Woo!
Dude, here's a life hack. I don't know if it works for everybody else.
For what?
If you need a sneeze and you don't want to sneeze, I like exhale all like my air and I plug my nose and it goes away.
I got a simple way to do it. And I learned this from Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
No way.
Yep. It was like a scene where where someone was about to sneeze. And they didn't want to because they don't want to make noise. So I think Sharkboy goes like this. Like, he goes up to the nose, right?
Yeah,
it's like this.
Yeah,
so that's
what
I do. I just go like this. Let me show you.
Okay.
That's what you have to do. I promise
it's you. It's essentially the same thing. But you don't actually plug up your nose.
No. You just do it like this. And
it's always just mental. It's kind of just mental.
I don't know. But it works every time.
Oh,
I swear.
Shit,
just go like this.
Yo, what y'all do? Huh? That's funny. No, I was asking the chat. Okay. Like, what y'all do?
That's all you got to do. Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
That's what's up, brother. Okay, so after that graduation, what else? What you got going on in your life, brother?
Yeah,
ooh, we got some spicy shit. We got some spicy shit. I can tell by Austin's face, bro. I know this man for years, brother. Let's go. Hit us with it, brother.
Okay, so yesterday, it's a little, I had a date yesterday, right?
Oh,
you know
shit.
What I'm saying? Now, some of y'all are like, oh, this guy again, bro. You got a lot of this guy. This guy was another
Yeah, somebody's like, all right, here we go again. Austin back in the game. Yeah. back to getting hurt.
I was rooting for you, and now you're overdoing it, Austin.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Austin. Let's go. What's different now? What's going on, brother?
Okay, so should I start with how we came to be, or should I just go?
Bro,
with,
from the top, brother.
From the top.
Let's go.
So this happened right after that last girl, the girl that got a spooky basket. So I was feeling a little down, you know what I'm saying? So I hit up somebody, a very good friend of mine, to go out and, you know, kind of just forget about what just happened, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we went out and we had a time, brother. We had a time. The tequila does the wonders, for real.
Oh, that's what I'm fucking saying, son.
Yeah, we had gone to this Latin place. I'm not gonna say too much details, you know what I'm saying? But they're playing music, right? We're feeling the vibes, we're drinking, boom, yep, boom, yep, boom. Yep, 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 yep. And then we hit the dance floor. Now I'm dancing like next to her, right?
Okay.
Type shit, you know. Cause they're playing like reggaeton, so it was kind of like more on the grinding shit, you know.
Yeah,
so
and if they're your friend, you can't really just like get up behind your friend and be like, "Yo, shake some ass, bro."
I mean, me and you can do it, but you know,
bro, you gotta stand next to him. You gotta hit the 1-2. You know what I'm saying?
You know, saying I got the drink in my hand, boom, boom, boom. It's just getting lit. But then she kind of like goes like in front of me,
yo,
like, and I'm like, oh, okay. I thought, like, okay, this is what we gonna do. So I kind of like, I give in, you know, I bite. Boom. I just grab her and boom.
Here we go. With your friend. Brother.
Now I'm dancing with my friend. Now we're dancing.
With my friend now is crazy.
It's crazy.
But it wins a win, brother.
And yeah. So that's how we came to be. And then we just started talking. And we've been on how many dates now?
This is essentially a friendship. It's kind of like what you said one of the podcasts, brother. I called him out on it the other day. We went to the gym. I was listening to something. I listened back to the old episodes, right? And it was on the Anna episode, the I Fought a Woman episode. Great episode, by the way. If y'all want to go watch that, make sure I go watch that. He did a question, and he was like, yo, so what happens if, like, yo, can y'all go from friends to relationship? Now, this is not an Austin question. I was like, yo, let me fucking dial in right now.
It's funny because if you watched that, he was like, nah, bro, you can't do that. Dude, nah, you can't do that, bro.
I was spitting, bro. And then Austin in the back was like,
it's funny because I did like The Office. I looked at the camera. I was like, bro.
That's fucking hilarious, brother. Okay, so then after that, what, brother?
So yeah, we've been going on dates. Since, you know, Christmas time, we've been watching Christmas movies.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's getting cute.
Some cuddles in there, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
What else? Legos. We've been building Legos together. We're still not even done, though.
Nice. A nice and little hobby. Sucks. A co-hobby. Oh,
she
shit.
She sucks at building Legos.
Yikes.
No, it's an inside joke because I'm actually the bad one. But it's okay. It's all right, you know. Yeah, so we're probably going to finish that tomorrow, hopefully. But yes, yesterday, I had lined up a date to go see Christmas Lights.
Nice. That's what you got to do, brother. That's what you got to do.
Shit.
You got to take advantage of the holidays around you, brother. You got to do all the good fucking cute shit. Yes. Have you gone skating, brother?
Skiing?
Skating.
Skating, no, I have not.
You should, brother. Ice skating. I've always wanted to go. I haven't even gone
either. Station?
They have one here. They have one here in Sugar Hill. They have one in Alpharetta. They have one in Atlanta.
Where should go? Oh. Whatever you I was going to say.
I can, brother.
I was going to say.
Well, I can.
Little people watch. But, yes, Christmas lights.
Yep.
And guess what?
I already know.
I got stood up. I got stood up, yes. The plot thickens.
Bro, no way.
The plot thickens indeed.
It's a classic. It's a classic Austin lore, brother.
Yeah.
Getting stood up, and here we go. Down the shithole, it all starts again. Here we go.
You didn't see that one coming.
Oh, bro, I did. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's dive into this. Let's go.
I'm gonna need to take a shot for this.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, let's take a shot for Austin's downfall, brother. And if you ever got stood up, yo, take a shot with us in the fucking chat, brother. Let's go.
Cheers.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Hold on. Let me finish the hoe.
Yo, I think Austin has some of the worst luck I've ever, when it comes to dating, dates, women, that I've ever seen in my life, brother. Let me take two real quick. Someone said. Damn, for real, brother.
Yes.
Yo, Ale, what's up, bro? Yo, Lalo, with the fucking cheers, brother. I appreciate you. All right, so how'd it go, bro? Let's navigate through this after that. What's going on,
now,
bro?
she had did at least she like communicated, you know. She had mentioned that that she was gonna be busy that day and that she would try to make it. I was like, give me a time that you think for sure you finna make it. 9 o'clock. Boom. 9 o'clock. No canceling and no rescheduling. The camera's out.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, I can't cancel, can't reschedule. So I was like, I bet. 9 o'clock. Boom, boom, boom. Around 7:45, because the place is 30 minutes away from where she lives. So I was planning on picking her up at like 8:30. Around 7:45, I hit her up and I was like, yo, you ready? Or you almost ready? She was like, not even home yet.
Damn.
I was like, oh, it is over with.
Yeah.
It was GG's in the chat. I literally texted her that. I was like, GG in the chat. She was like, what? I was like, essentially, we're cooked. Yeah. Basically.
Essentially, this is not happening, brother.
Yes. So I didn't want those to go to waste. So my boy Johnny went upstairs to his room and his lovely girlfriend, Carol. I was like, hey, you know, they were just chilling in the bedroom. I was like, you guys want to go see Christmas lights? And they're like, I was like, all it'll cost you is 2 months of Netflix. I pay $5 a month. So it's $10, and it was like around a $50 value. That's how much I paid.
Oh, so you're saying y'all share a Netflix account, and you wouldn't pay him for 2 months?
Yeah, I won't pay him for 2 months. Bad. So, and he agreed. He agreed. He was like 1 month, and I was like, bro, you going to do me like this? Like, my heart is broken right now, and you doing me like this.
Yo, I'm dead, bro.
Go ahead and add it. It's like, I got you. But yes.
Okay.
I will show you these Christmas lights. I was like, are they pretty? I asked him, are they pretty lights? He was like, no cap. They're very pretty.
So what was it? Like a drive-through Christmas lights?
Yes, sir.
Lights?
This is a drive.
Oh, here we go. And let's show the chat just in case, you know, for some reason, the girl that we're talking about is in the chat for some weird reason. These are the Christmas lights that one girl would have missed out on. Playing,
but
yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool, actually. All right.
So
and
boom,
then what?
Boom, boom.
How do you navigate getting stood up? Let's hear it.
Boom. I go in my room. It's dark. Light up a candle. Put my AirPods in. Marvin's room.
Oh, here we go. Classic, brother. That's what you got to do, bro.
Yeah. I don't know the lyrics,
you
but.
Could do better. That's what you're talking to yourself, brother. That's what you're telling yourself, brother. That's what you got to.
I'm going to pour myself up again, actually.
Yeah, actually, put me some water, brother. Yo, can somebody... She missed out on that. Yo, for real, Joe. I can't believe it, bro. My boy Austin is literally a walking fucking L, brother, unfortunately. Yo, what? Give some advice to my boy Austin right now, bro. He just stood up on some cute shit, bro. And then, now I got to ask the girl, bro. What was more important? What was more important than a man trying to take you out on some nice, cute shit? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because girls love to say that they want a nice man.
This is how I feel right now.
A nice man that wants to take them out on nice, cute dates. But then they happen to be more...
This is how I feel. It's just a picture, not the caption, but like this is me. This is me.
Yo, let me see. I'm going to show the chat. This is how Austin feels, bro. Right now. Let me
and
go.
Like that's Anthony.
That's me in the chat, and then that's Austin right there.
I'm SpongeBob.
You should have took a homie. Almost said.
Dude, yeah, it was actually per vehicle. Like, the tickets, it's not per person. It's per vehicle.
Oh, so you could have hopped, like, 10 motherfuckers in there, bro.
I told Johnny, I was like, yo, honestly, we could all go at the same time. But I was like, nah, you know, I want them to have their night out.
Oh, so you were in your own car? Wait, did you go?
No,
so you gave them the thing?
Yeah, I just gave them.
Oh, okay.
I sent it to them. And they just...
I thought y'all went together. Yo, go turn that shit on right now while you got the chance. Someone said she was probably really super busy, and at least she communicated. That's actually true. That's actually true, hey.
Yeah.
That's actually true.
That's what I said, she did.
Now, what could that super busy be? Yo, listen. Me personally, that super busy better be fucking work or family related. And if it has anything...
It was work, I think.
Okay, hey, we work. Set, brother, we set. If it was friend related, bro, hey, you're going to have to see them Christmas lights by yourself, brother. All right, so take us after that.
I did that. And then my boy Lalo came in my room. You know, he's saying he got me on my funk. Appreciate that, Lalo.
Yo, shout out Lalo, brother. Oh, wait.
Yeah, shout out to you, brother. He came in my room. He was like, yo, we better go drink right outside, like in the garage. We finna get lit. We finna play games. I was like, I bet. Fuck it. So I started drinking. We're playing beer pong. Boom, boom, boom. I won, obviously. Playing drinking games. We play Ride the Bus. You know that game, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boom, 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 got litty. I was like probably at a... Dude, I was faded. I was probably like at a 5 or 6.
Okay, okay.
And then my boy, Joe. Shout out to you, Joe.
Shout out, Joe. I think my he's in the chat right now.
My boy hit me up. He's like, yo, what you doing, big dog? I was like, yo, I'm crying, bro. Nah, I'm just kidding. I was like, yo, I'm you know, I'm getting late. I'm playing games. He's like, I bet. I'm actually playing poker. I need a 6. And I was like, I bet. Let's go, for sure. But then I was like, wait... You just want me to donate.
Yeah, y'all just want to take my
y'all
money.
Y'all want the donators.
We need more motherfuckers who suck at poker, bro, to pull up.
I was like, wait. He just started laughing. But nah, I gave in. I went to go. And same thing, bro. Just like what we're doing now, just drinking, playing poker. First one out.
Classic,
come on,
brother.
Bro. Here like, we what go. Is that?
Oh, wait.
First one out. You know, I wasn't in the headspace to be playing.
Yeah, you're playing emotionally, brother. Yeah, you're emotional.
With my emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to go sit on the couch, you know, the loser's couch. And then I think I drunk texted her ass. I was like, yo.
Oh, here we go, bro. Like, let's hear these. I love these. I love drunk texts,
let's
brother.
Let's take a look.
Let's go. Let's what'd you tell her, brother?
Let's go ahead and scroll.
This is what we fucking like. Wait, okay, so, Joe's in the chat. He said, JK, he played well. He played well, but was the first one out, brother. That's not playing well. Tell the truth, Joe. We expect the truth. Say he was cheeks, bro, and we wanted him to donate, bro. That's what we want. We want the fucking truth. Here we go. I want to see something that says 2:30 a.m. Where is that at, bro?
Where does it say? It's actually... Oh, that's when she stood me up.
I'm dead.
Okay.
Here we go. We're there.
It's up.
All right.
Up. A lot of text. Here we go. Boom. I actually went with a different approach here. Instead of attacking her. Right. I went I'm more on the positive side.
Killer with kindness. I like that. Okay, let's see.
Well, not necessarily, but I was like, we're going to finish the fuck out of those Legos because we still got to finish the Legos.
Okay. Demanding man. I like that. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, I'll build while you sit and observe because I suck apparently.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then this date that we were supposed to go on, this was the date where we were going to have the talk where we're gonna be like, you know, just a little checking point, see where we're
okay
at.
Here we go. Listen, brother,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, okay, so what he's referring to is what everybody has to do at some point when you're even speaking to somebody, brother. You got to be on the same page, whether it be just like friends, especially with people of the opposite sex. Well, actually, this is for people of the opposite sex, or whoever you're attracted to, right? You gotta have that talk where you're like, yo, where we at? What are we doing? How, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to establish whether you're just friends? Are you going to establish whether you're friends trying to turn into something? How fast you want to get there? What are your goals? What stage are you at right now in your life? Like, you got to establish all those things so nobody is confused. I just talked to my brother about this, and he didn't listen to me. He did not listen to me, and he fucked it. This is why you have to listen to this thing, right? You have to establish boundaries. He was in a little situationship. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they didn't establish boundaries. He thought he was all good and shit. So yo, listen.
What did he want? He wanted. Listen.
He wanted to just.
He wanted to chill, or he wanted
just
serious?
Just chill. But like, still see you on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? Or something like
he
that.
He didn't want to commit. Okay.
Yeah, he don't want no committing whatsoever. But okay. The girl. So listen, women are more. Physically and emotionally attached. Once they give you
not
themselves,
just women, but
no, but women more so than men. Yo, listen.
Right.
Once women open up to you, and I mean like open up to you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're kind of like part of them now. You're kind of like subliminally, they've already attached themselves to you. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that girl was at. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But for us men, we don't even think that way.
Right.
If it happens, like, oh, cool. It happens. Like most.
I do.
Okay. It doesn't. What I would say is it doesn't go as far as women would take that. You know what I'm saying? You might still be attached to a certain extent, but probably not as much as women, right? So he was out here, you know, getting lit, doing his own thing.
Right.
Shoddy was over here like, yo, what's up with you?
What's up with
and
you?
And so like, yo, they had that like commotion and it was a whole fucking thing. Miscommunication, brother. It's because no boundaries were set. Like, yo, you got to tell him, like, yo, you are not my girl. I am not your man.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? You do you, I do me.
Babe.
But because of people not wanting to have that conversation, then shit gets fucking mixed up and shit gets fucking thrown out of proportion, bro. Here we go. Let's go.
So that was, yes. So that was, you know, the time I was going to speak to her. But she actually hit me with it first. She hit me with it first.
I like this.
She was like, what do you even want?
Oh, okay. Now listen, brother. Okay, now go ahead.
This is called beating around the bush. This is what I did.
Bro, this is
like, what do you even want? And I was like, I want my Legos done.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
This man,
I want my Legos done.
Trying to avoid the conversation, brother.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy because I was faded. This is all faded.
This is that,
I was
like,
faded.
This is late night type shit?
Yeah, like one. This is 1:25.
Ah, brother. No, yeah, this is not the time to have that conversation, bro.
Yeah, I was just, you know, saying.
Okay, and then what?
And now she is someone that watches this podcast. You know, she's my friend. She supports me. She watches this podcast. And she's like, I don't like the things you say on there. I was like, oh, Lord.
Okay,
have
so no. That's not, oh, wait
hold on.
That's not what we're going to do, brother. Hold on, listen, brother.
No, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
At first, I thought it was because of my past, like of the things I've done, right?
Boom, right. Boom, boom. Yeah, we've let it all out here.
Not
brother.
To brag or whatever. But
not to brag or whatever. I'm that guy, brother.
Right before I get in trouble again. No, but I had said that podcast with Anna. I had said that. I was like, yeah, maybe I should move out the state to find somebody else. And
I was like, oh, okay. Shit. Yeah.
So
but see, there we go. Prime example. The conversation wasn't had. So she's over here like, oh, okay, so like we're not gonna move this further along because that's his intentions. He wants to move out to find.
No,
what I'm saying.
Right,
that's what she was thinking.
Right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah,
that makes sense. And that's valid.
I was like, I did say that. I stood on 10 toes. Like, yeah, I did say that actually. But like, I woke up and the next day I don't remember none of this. So I had to like look back and I had to like, oh shit, what the fuck? What are you talking about here? But today we actually met up and we actually had that talk.
Okay, you know, now we're talking, brother. Let's go. So what's it looking like, brother? Tell me.
Yes.
I'm very intrigued
in
this.
To say we're on the same page. We are on the same page. I was like, I want to.
So who went first? What was the, how did it start?
It was,
brother?
It
take
was
me to
me.
A detail.
It was me. I started. I was like tiptoeing around it. I was cracking jokes. I was like, nah, I'm very that's like,
your,
I don't like to talk.
That's your
serious.
Defense mechanism. I know.
I don't
it,
like
bro.
To
I
talk. I was just making jokes, you know, just talking about everything besides that, basically.
This motherfucker,
besides
man.
That, you know?
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, we're both like doing the same thing though. We're both cracking jokes, but we both know
you
why we're there.
Yeah, we both know why we're there.
You know
this
what I'm
is
saying?
This is motherfucker, bro. I'm
and they're like, okay, we both at the same time. Like, okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Like, just like this.
We did enough filibustering, brother. Let's go.
Let's get down to it. And I was like, woo. All right. I was like, I want to take things slow. Like, it's slow. I was like, she's like, okay, yes. Me too. I was like, yes. Let's go. She's like, yeah, I'm not in a rush to get into things. I'm like, yep, me too. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to just chill, you know what I'm saying? Be on cruise control type shit. So I'm glad we're on the same page. And then I let her know about some things that I don't like. I was like, I don't like that you go out so much. Boom.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
how did you say that though?
Just like that.
Okay, listen, brother.
Finger pointing and everything. No, I was kidding. I didn't finger point. But I was like, I don't like that you go out like so much. But at the same time, I'm not going to tell you not to go out.
Okay, there we
I'm
go.
I'm not
okay.
going to be like, hey, you can't go out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Perfect, brother. I was just about to criticize you.
No. Yeah.
You cannot blame them for who they are.
Right. Like, I'm not going
to
change
if you're
you.
Going to go for that person, right. You have to accept what they are. Like, you have to change, not them.
Yeah. I got to accept their
flaws.
Or
if they want to change, they do that on their own. Be like,
she's got too many cats. She's a cat lady.
Yeah. You have to explain, like, yo, this is the type of person that I'm looking for. Now, if you're not that person... Now, it's on your, the ball's on your court if you want to change. And if not, hey, that's cool, bro. This is what I want. So if we're not going to be on the same page, we'll leave it at that. No problem. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, good thing that you had that second part. I was about to criticize you.
No, yeah. I made sure, like, everything's clear. I was like, yo, I don't want, like, I'm not going to tell you not to go. You know, you're on your own person. You can do what
perfect.
You want type shit. But, yes, I think we're good now. I think everything's going smoothly.
So what'd she say to that, though? What
she
was
like,
she
was like, okay. No, she's like, yeah, I get it. She was like, do you think I go out a lot? And I was like, was like, maybe a wee bit, you know, maybe a little wee bit. I had a little action in there, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't like these type of comedy. I'm very like, I like to add a little comedy to it just because it makes me feel more comfortable. But I'm like, yeah, maybe a wee bit. Maybe just a little tad bit. Mm-hmm. I was like, but I get it because I used to do that too. I used to go out every weekend. I used to have my time, you know, my face. And it was fun. Like, I completely understand why people would like to go out. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
When there's, you know, alcohol involved, obviously. It's a very good time. I love the vibes, especially with the people you're with, you know?
Yeah.
If you guys are all on 100, it's quite literally the best time of your lives.
Yep. So. But what you're looking for is something different. And that's what you're trying to explain to her.
I just wish you're more like, not wish, but like. Ideally, just
what
like,
I'm looking for. Is not what you're
as
trying to say.
Yeah, like don't go out as much.
Yeah,
that'd be great. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like even if she does go out, I'm sure she'd be respectful. Like she wouldn't, you know, dance with other guys or whatever. I just know that guys will approach her, and I hope she, you know, does what she thinks right.
Listen, brother, listen. This is a talk that...
I'm like tiptoeing around this conversation. Like I'm treading lightly on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but that's true. Everything you're saying is true. Hold up, brother. We popping up in here, bro. Lalo, number one gifter, of course, bro. Sent a rose and some sunglasses, yo. I fucking appreciate you. Yo, shout out Romo for the likes. Yo, make sure y'all like that button, bro. Let's get to 1,000 likes right fucking now, bro. Spam the fuck out of it. Yo, listen. I need some agua. This is a deeper topic that I've said before on the podcast, but let me bring it up again. A lot of guys aren't built to have beautiful girlfriends, brother. Mm-hmm. Your beautiful girlfriend will be out and about, no matter where she's at, bro. She could be out of motherfucking Starbucks.
Right.
She could be out of motherfucking Arby's. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh boy, rapping.
Okay. Yo, for real.
Go ahead.
She could be wherever, and some guy will find her attractive and maybe try to spit some game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't be that guy that's always like...
Dude, talking about that, actually... Can I stop you right there?
Go ahead, brother.
Real quick, a little quick story. Back when we were friends, we still go out, right? As friends.
Yep.
We go out friends. We were in line to go to Tongue and Groove.
Okay.
And there was some guys, you know, in line with us, like in front of us. And like, yo, like this your girlfriend right here. I was like, no, we're just friends. It's like, you mind? I was like, yeah. I was like, go ahead, bro, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna get in the way. So he's, you know, he's out here trying to, you know, talk to her.
Right. Boom, boom.
And he's got his group of friends like right there with them. It's like, yo, stop talking to her. Like, this just, you know, busting his balls or whatever.
Right.
So like, yo, stop bothering her or whatever. And they were like, no. They were like, stop spinning game. Basically. Stop spinning, right? And she was like, no, he's not spinning. I was like, damn.
Yeah, brother.
I was like, dude, not. But she didn't mean it that way. She just like, man. Like,
and did they all like have that reaction?
But yeah, they were like, damn. Dude, I was there. I had it too. I was like, bruh, no. I was with it. I was like,
oh, don't worry. No, he's not spinning.
I was like, bro, you see this little ducks on regular shirt? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Bruh, I was like, dude, no. You didn't have not to do him like that in front of his boys, dude.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking wild.
Crazy. Sorry.
Yo,
sorry,
shout out Daniel in the fucking chat. What's up, my brother? Hey, sorry, yo, thank you, Lalo, for the fucking let him cook. Hey, let him cook, brother.
Yeah. I'm yo, sorry, listen, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so, yo, not everybody's built to have a fucking beautiful girlfriend. A lot of guys will start getting insecure when their girlfriend gets hit on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start blaming the girl for some weird reason.
That's crazy.
They'll be like, yo, why are you dressing like that? Or this is, okay, listen. This is the stem of where those guys, and if you're one of those guys, dude, shame on you, and you're a fucking insecure little bitch, bro. Damn. If you tell your girl what she can and can't wear, bro, dude, it doesn't fucking matter, bro. Let me tell you, from a guy with a fucking hot-ass girlfriend, bro, my hot-ass wife, it doesn't matter what they fucking wear, what they look like, bro. It all matters how she fucking carries herself and, like, how she, her wall that she puts up. It doesn't matter. It could, bro, Justin Bieber could pull up and start rizzing up your shoddy. Your shoddy should know and will know to how to de-escalate that shit. She'll be like, yo, I got a man right here, bro. Hey, keep it pushing, bro. You know what I'm saying? How to properly, like, yo. And that's also another conversation that you got to have with her and be like, yo. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, listen. This is actually a good conversation. Me and my shawty had this conversation where I would de-escalate that kind of situation. Like, if a shawty came up to me and tried to, like, you know what I'm saying, shoot their shot, which a lot did before. And I was like,
Cancun, what happened in Cancun, brother? That was crazy what happened in Cancun.
You have to know how to de-escalate the situation properly the way that they want it. Not how you think it.
Okay.
Because I think I'm like...
You're like, oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend, right?
Yo, no. Because
and they want you to RKO that bitch, right?
Yeah, yes, dude, that's literally
they want you to RKO that bitch right there, right in front of
bro.
Dude, on site. Bro, that shit turned up again.
No, that was... It's dead.
Okay.
So, listen, bro. I used to, like, be that guy where I'm like... I was just playing it cool. Like, if they were to have a conversation with me, I'd have a conversation back. But
right.
I knew deep down in my heart that I wasn't, like... giving anybody like a chance, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
I was just speaking.
Yeah, just talking. Yeah.
Cause like for me back then, I would think like a girl raising you up is like, yo, can I get your number? Yo, like you trying to like get some drinks.
Like they're direct.
Direct shit.
Right.
But if it was just like talk, like filler talk, I'll talk back. I'll be like, oh yeah. No, me and my girlfriend like come here a lot. Like, yeah, like I wouldn't give a fuck, right? Cause I knew deep down there was nothing happening here.
Right.
But my girl had to explain it another way. She's like, yo, listen, girl, and anybody, any girl in the chat, yo, feel free to let me know if this is true. She was like, yo, girls, they get off on that. Like, they get off on, like, just speaking to you. They know that they're getting in there. Some guys, too, I think, actually, really. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, okay, let's have this conversation. How would you like me to, like, de-escalate that situation and be like, yo, nah. So just be direct. Be like, yo, like, nah, I'm not interested in that. Like, I got a girlfriend. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, cool. Like, keep it nice, simple. Like, don't keep the conversation going. Like, just, okay. So I was like, okay, cool. Since you like it like that, I can do that. No problem. So going forward from that, like, after that conversation, that's how I approach it. And with her, I was like, you know, you just do your thing, brother. Just, like, de-escalate the situation how you see fit, bro. Like, you know what you expect out of me. So then I expect the same out of you. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so we were on the same page, bro. Have those conversations, bro. They're tough conversations.
So how do you do it?
Awkward conversations.
How do you de-escalate that? Like if a girl were to come up to you, like what it's what
so
you, what
listen,
are you supposed to do?
But now I haven't had that happen yet. But what right. I would do, I would be just so dry. Like,
okay.
They'd be like,
so you
oh,
won't...
yo, you come here often?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yo,
okay.
Austin, let's get some shots. Because the thing is, like,
okay,
I don't want to also be. I don't know, bro. I don't want to. Be that guy that's like, yo, she's like, what are you drinking? I have a girlfriend.
That's exactly you know how you have to be, though.
You're
going to be like even like
what
anything.
If they're genuinely asking you, what are you drinking? That shit looks cool. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Hey, shout out to Austin, bro.
You got to be like, even if you're in Target, they're like, hey, you think this is a cool? I have a girl. Back up.
This motherfucker, bro.
Back up.
I'm dead. Make a scenario real quick. Say Lalo.
I just gave you one, bro.
Yeah, we just kind of
I just gave you one, a Target one, bro. If they were like, yo, you think this towel looks... No, back up. I have a girlfriend. I'm committed.
That's fucking hilarious, boom. Bro. Yeah. That type shit.
That's kind of how I would want her to do it, at least. I have a boy. Back up.
So that's how you would do it.
And every time she goes out, she's got to wear I have a boyfriend shirt with my face.
That's not fucking wild, bro.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, I think as long as you, like, cut it short as, like, soon as possible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think if they try to, like, keep talking, then that's when you have to bust it out. Like, yo, by the way, like, I got a girl. I'm not really trying to do all that. You know
right.
What I'm
or you can just, like, kind of, like, nonchalantly do it. Like I said, like
I would
that
walk
Target,
away, but
like
that's
that
what
Target one, like, hey, you think it's towel? Yeah, my beautiful girlfriend actually loves that towel. Like,
yeah, my
like,
fucking girlfriend with a fat ass over there. Like, you see that girl with the fat ass right there? Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, you could just kind of do it like
bro,
that. You know, a different approach.
Yeah. All right, brother. Okay, so what's the ending of that? Was that the ending? That's
no.
How we ended.
So,
okay.
So now we're we're good. So now, you know, we're on the same page. So I'm very glad we're there. I was scared because I gave her flowers. I think
okay.
I mentioned that before.
Yep.
To you. Well, off the pod, right? The bare minimum, of course. I give her flowers. And like I said, she watches the pod, right? So she kind of knows my tricks. She knows my tricks.
Right. And Millie in the chat said, that's how I want my man.
Oh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay, so what were you saying?
So, yeah, so we had gone to... When I gave her the flowers, by the way, we went to Target before that. And she's a thief. She's a thief. She steals from Target.
No way.
let me explain. Let me explain. So she had to get a gift, right? For it's Christmas. We're gonna go pay at the self checkout. You know, you know where this goes.
Oh shit!
No, I'm just kidding. But so she scanned it. Boom. She goes to pay. $100 bill. Wrinkly. Puts it in. It comes out. But the machine says it's in.
Oh.
So it's already it's calculated. It's approved. Boom. And then it's like, oh, here's your change. $66. So she gets change.
No way. She got paid.
She got paid. She got paid. And she was like, Austin, what? Like, she's panicking here. The camera's there, by the way. You know, like, the camera, dude. She's just like, what do I do? I'm like, bro, let's go. What are you doing?
What do you mean you just got paid? So you just got the fuck out of here, bro.
Get that receipt. Get out of here, bro. She was acting hella sus. I'm like, bro, just grab it.
She's over here like this. She's over here like... just walking out like, yo, let's go. Come on, Austin, what are you doing?
Nah, dude. She was acting hella sus. I'm like, bro, let's go. And she's like, what do I do? I was like... What you finna do? You finna bust out on Chipotle. That's what you finna do. We getting guac for sure. That is not even a question. And
double meat, brother.
She did. Bro, I'll show you something so funny about that too.
And then she got some double meat after that too.
So we went to Chipotle, right? Obviously. And I went first to order my shit. So they were so I was up to pay because they thought I was gonna pay. I was like, nah, bro. I was like, nah, she got me, bro. And the guy
2024.
Look at the guy wrote. She got him.
Dude, no
She wrote that to the...
Look at that. I don't know if the viewers can see that. Nah. Dude, she got him is what they wrote on here. Yo, Lalo, thank you for the 13 chilies, brother.
And she did. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, big dog.
Dude, that is insane.
That shit was young.
That's fucking hilarious, actually. Shout out to that Chipotle worker.
Where was I going with
okay,
that?
So listen, bro. Fuck that story. Yo, so y'all say y'all taking it slow. Like, slow as in slow getting to, like, something?
Yes,
or slow as I in, like, let's just see where this ends up.
I think it's like slow. We're just going to keep it slow. We're just going to keep going on dates type shit. You know what I'm saying? And see where it goes.
Okay.
See where it goes. Because I really do like this girl. You know, you like, so like, even if it, you know, for whatever reason, it doesn't work out, I would still like her to be in my life, you know?
Exactly.
She's a very
bro.
Cool girl. Yeah. She's like I said, we're friends. And like, the thing that I want in a relationship is the banter, and we have that. I love that's like one of the top things that you need, in my opinion, to be in a functioning relationship. She's so funny, so the banter is there. So it's like we've already clicked basically, and yeah, like I said, if it doesn't work out, I would still love to see her, you know, in my life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's another thing that I didn't say when you mentioned that on the Anapod is that like. Trying to convert friends into relationship is tough because you might lose that friend in the process of doing that, bro. And they were a fantastic friend. And sometimes for that reason that they're such a fantastic friend, you think that, oh, fuck, I could have them as a girlfriend and this shit will still be as lit. Everything changes when you become into a relationship, bro. It does not stay the same. So,
right.
You know, it is what it is. Yo, let's get into some other shit, bro. Bust them bitches out, brother. We about to have two things in one. Here we go. We're about to play Never Have I Ever while building some gingerbread houses. Here we go. Christmas episode. What the fuck y'all talking about, bro? Here we go. Let's bust these bitches out, bro.
Alrighty. Let's start with the first one. The first Never Have I Ever.
All right. Here we go. Let's start it off, brother. So we got our gingerbread shit worked out. I hope you guys can still hear us. We're going to have to just talk like this into the mic. Fuck it. It is what it is. And we're going to build our gingerbread houses in the meantime, bro. Here we go. First one up. Never have I ever picked my nose in the last week.
Oh, Lord. This was the bad week to put this because I was a little sicky.
Oh, all of us have been.
Sicky.
Well, I had my allergies acting up this week.
So we took a shot, right? Because we did that?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Or like a little sip.
There we go. Cheers, brother. Sip is an understatement, bro. I'm taking like droplets, bro.
All right,
so listen. Well, we'll bust them out here and there. I want to get to this first. How the fuck do we do this, brother? Explain to me. So here's the front.
Yep. And the back. Front and back.
Oh, okay.
The ends.
Chimney. We'll build it this way so like they can see.
What if we build it together?
build one together. That's what I was thinking too, but.
Nah, I think it's better this way. I think, yeah, so that's front and back.
Oh, so this is supposed to help you. Look, listen. Like this. Fuck.
Yeah, I think that's why that's there.
But what are these? What is this?
That's the side.
Is this a roof?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that might be the roof. Yeah, you're right. That's the
Holy
roof.
Holy fuck, brother. Guys, have y'all built any of these before, bro? I do not know how to do this.
Okay, so...
Yo, drop some likes if you're fucking...
If you're fucking? What do you mean by that?
That's who,
What
bro?
You mean?
I was gonna say if you're fucking dumb like us,
they're
bro.
Fucking raw dogging watching this podcast live, dude. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yo, work. If y'all are, bro, let us know in the N85 podcast. Be like, yo, I'm fucking while watching y'all. We'll be like, yo, appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah, so galaxies. This is, I think it's like this.
Dude, I don't know how to, I'm gonna stand up, brother. I can't do this.
You gotta stand up.
I gotta dial in. Here we go. Standing up. Yo, shout out to everybody in chat. There we go. All right. So.
Lovely. Okay.
My eyes are watering.
They're kind of small. Yeah, they're small. So it's like this. Like this. These are the sides. And then the big ones are the roof.
Okay, I'm going to take my shit out of the package. I think I tried to keep it, but I can't do it.
Oh, what? Yeah, I've been open that.
Well, I try to keep all the mess in here. Oh, no. My dog's going to eat this.
Like this.
Brother.
I already got it, brother.
These shots kind of hitting, brother.
What? The crack house. Yeah, I need to stand up, too.
Damn, but see, like, the edges are kind of rough. The edges are kind of rough. Look at that. How is my house supposed to stay? Yo, Poker in the chat. Natalie in the chat.
What's up, brother? Poker.
Oh, look. Oh, it has a driveway. You see that?
Bruh.
Okay. Now we're talking. So first, I'm going to get one of the walls up.
All right.
Oh, so it's going to go like this, I'm assuming. Okay, cool. So now we're going to use our cement. Dude, we are so bad at this. Oh, never mind. That's what I was thinking, brother.
It's coming out like barely. Barely. P.O.P. Hold it down.
Okay. That kind of worked. I should have put it on this side, though. Damn. I soiled it.
There we go.
Oh, I soiled it. Oh, no. All right, fuck it. This is quite an interesting experience, brother.
I think I'm doing quite well, actually.
Oh, brother, my chimney is gone. Texas, South Texas, yo, shout out South Texas, bro. My chimney is gone. Here we go.
Someone in Texas?
First fuck up of the night. Chimney over with, brother. No chimney. Hey, Santa gonna have to bust down that door, brother. No chimney on this house.
Pretty good icing.
It is what it is. Aw, shit, bro. Okay,
cool. I'm about to lay on the first part.
Okay, yo, chat is coming along.
What the hell? You're almost done. I'm out here taking my time.
Okay. I need some napkins, no cap. Should I try to glue the chimney back? Bro, I'll do it at the end.
Look at these waves.
Okay, here we go. Waves. This is going to probably take it down. Ain't no way this is staying up. All right. We're gonna try our best, bro. Yo, as a kid, did you do this or nah?
Never.
Me neither.
Never.
So tough. Yo, shout out to everybody in the chat that had tough childhoods, bro.
I think it's just you, bro.
Bro. All
right.
Here we go. And boom. Dude, my shit is uneven. My shit is uneven, brother. I gotta chop it up. All right, here we go. Did a little remodeling. Nah, we just Mexican. That's true. We didn't have tough childhood. We're just Mexican. Dude, spitting. Dude, ain't no way this is like this. How is this supposed to hold up? This is not the. This is not the.
Yes.
Chat,
bro. That's a roof.
How?
Come on, stop playing.
How?
That's a whole ass roof right there, brother. Dude, my dad's a roofer. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Dude, how?
You see how I'm white? He's white too, but that roof got him dark as hell, like that sun.
Okay. All right, I got one side of the roof. Here we go.
Oh shit! I don't think I
have to. Dude, this is not gonna work.
I didn't have to put it on that side.
Okay, okay, okay. Look, I'm gonna put that together, and then look, listen, watch this shit, bro. You gotta cement these two together. Yo, if anybody does patching work,
bruh,
let me know if I'm doing this correctly. All right. Here we go. Okay, we're moving. And then look, you gotta like smear it. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm putting a lot, by the way. Look at this. Take a look at this. Someone take a look at this.
Yo, Austin. Yo, show the chat, bro. What is this? What are we doing?
I'm going crazy.
Look, show him. Look how much he's putting on.
That's how much you need, brother.
Yo, what are we doing?
You ready? Watch this.
Yo, chat, am I doing this right? I don't even know, bro. This is getting tough. I'm just a drunk man building a gingerbread house. Doing shit that is for children. This is not gonna stay, bro. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna put some right here.
Oh, I'm tweaking. Damn, I see what you mean now with this roof.
That's what I'm saying. You thought I was fucking playing.
Okay. How is this going to work?
Okay, okay.
Why is the chimney like that, though?
Low key, I'm just eating all the frosting. Okay, yo. I think mine will stay.
That's very well. That's good.
Dude,
very well.
Chat, what are we saying about this? What is going on right now? I went from not being able to do this. Bruh, just bring out the tools. Yo, for real, bruh. About to bring out my drywall, my drywall screws. About to run some cable inside this house.
Bruh.
Okay, yo, not bad, bro. You know what?
Go ahead and start decorating, brother.
Not bad. Yo, should I glue this? I'm about to glue this back. I'm about to glue my house's ear back. Here we go. Should I put it right here? Yo, I'm about to glue it back. Fuck it. Hold on. I got to make it smooth. Actually, no, it's kind of smooth already. Chat, I don't think this is going to work, bro. Or maybe. Hey, is that chimney on there or what, bro? That shit hanging on by a thread, son.
That shit hanging on like a hair on a biscuit, brother.
Fuck it. It's going to have to do it. What are we saying, YouTube? Fuck it, bro. Let's decorate. All right, chat. What should I go for? I'm going to have to get approved by OSHA. Yo, for real, bro. All right, so how should we go about this? Yo, give me some inspiration in the chat. What should I get going with this? You know what I'm saying? And drop some more likes in the fucking chat, bro. All right. I got an idea, bro. I got an idea. I know what to do. Right, I'm gonna face it towards me. I'm gonna do the.
I'm locked in right front. Now.
And yo, at the end, everybody's gonna get to vote. All right, let's do another Never Have I Ever. Here we go. Never have I ever walked in on someone in the bathroom, Austin.
Now, I'm sure I have. I just can't remember a specific situation.
Okay. So we could go ahead and say no.
Yeah, we'll say no for that one. Do another one.
No. I have, brother.
Oh.
Listen, brother.
When I was in elementary school, bro, I once walked in on a kid. He was taking the fattest dump ever, bro. But I didn't notice. Listen, in elementary school, this was kindergarten, by the way. In kindergarten, a lot of classrooms, they have the bathroom in there.
Right.
So I went to the bathroom. I had to take the fattest piss super bad. So I went in there. Yeah. Dude, you're putting so much. It's insane.
I thought you were going to say like the smell or something.
No. I walked up in there, right? I was like, okay, cool. I opened the door and I turned around real quick. And I closed it and I locked it. And I started like unzipping my pants. I was unzipping.
Bruh.
Boom. I put my pants down and I turned around and that kid's just looking at me like. Dude, he's just looking at me like. Bruh. Yeah, and so, I was like, I'm sorry. He didn't say a damn thing the whole time. I'm walking in on this man taking a fat fucking turd. And he didn't say nothing.
Boy, dude, you left him speechless, brother.
Yo, he was speechless, bro.
You left him speechless with that.
So,
six-incher elementary
school. That's funny.
No, that's insane.
All right, here we go. Yo, give me some fucking ideas, bro. What are we doing?
I'm going crazy with this icing. I ain't gonna hold you.
I see that, bro. All
right. I am ready to assemble.
All right. A little behind, but you know, that's all good. I'm about to bust these out. Chat, give me some fucking inspo, bro. What should I put on this house, bro? All right, so what I'm going for is like a...
Nah, holy shit, Austin is making some crazy moves over here. Hold on, let me move this so y'all can see Austin's as well.
I think you have to break the chimney, bro. How the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, good luck trying to put that on there. You're trying to roast me for putting my fucking shit on there. Yo.
How do you even?
N85 gingerbread house. That's what I'm fucking saying, Nat. Here we go. Okay, so what I'm going to do, should have got two and made it a two-story. Yo, that's kind of hard, bro. We didn't even think about that. We're not Mexican enough to think about shit like that, bro.
Story,
yo, I'm making an N85 trap house, bro. That's what I'm going for right now.
Dude, I'm going to have to break this.
All right.
There's no way.
N85 is notoriously red, so I'm going to add a little bit of red to it. I'm going to switch it over here so the chat can see. Now look at this. Okay, so I got some shit right there. Okay, we're going to put, like, some of these little things. I don't know if they're gonna stay, bro. Real shit. Okay. See you later. Yo, please stay, bro. Come on. Oh shit. Ugh. Chat is not looking good.
It is not looking good.
All right. Or what if I put them right here? This would go kind of hard. Okay. Look. I'll put them on top. Yo, my roof.
Bro, I got wrecked.
Yo, Austin is not doing good right now. Yo, Austin is having a meltdown, bro.
I'm crashing out right now.
Oh no. Full on crash out by Austin. We're gonna add a little bit up top. Give her a little bit of a personality. Hey bro, it's 2024, brother. All right.
Yeah, I'm cracking that bitch.
Pause. Do it, bro. Fuck it. Boom. A little bit of personality up top. You know what I'm saying? Just get a little thing going, bro. Okay, now. Windows and doors. What should I do with this? Should I do some, like, squiggly lines? Or what should I do? Okay, listen. In the chat right now, what should we do? We should do like squiggly lines. Should we do like straight rows? Should we go full on roofer vibes? Add some roofs. Trap house. What does a trap house look like? It looks fucked up. So that's probably his shit right there. Look at that. Look at that monstrosity over there, brother. He can't even get it up. Yo, Gio in the chat, brother. What you doing, bro? Set the rows.
What is that?
I don't know who that is, but you ain't getting in.
Oh, that was your gate?
Yeah. I thought Donnie was going to pull up. He told me he might have pulled up, but I guess not.
That's probably him.
Hell no. Okay, what should I do with the door or the roof? Like, what are we saying right now?
Bro.
Okay, I think on the door, I'm going to add like a little like door handle. Yo, this guy, look at his...
We're good now. Let's go ahead and add the
glue. Do zigzags across the roof. So, like, boom, boom, boom. Okay. I see the vision. Should I just go ham with those? Yo, look at this. Hold up. I'm about to do some work right here. Watch this shit, bro. You're not ready for this. I just got a fucking fantastic idea.
This would definitely not get approved by OSHA. Definitely.
Yo, what are we saying, chat? bro, am I not a fucking artist or what? Tell me that doesn't look so fucking hard.
I'm gonna need to see a permit. I'm gonna need to see a ceiling permit. The hell Austin doing? Someone's at. Yo, what is going on over there, bro? Where y'all hard hats at? Yo, we should have worn hard hats, bro. That would have been genius.
Yeah,
that's fucking hilarious, bro. Dude, tell me that shit isn't the hardest thing ever, bro. Come on, bro. What are we saying?
Yo, I'm about to show the YouTube chat over there. Yo, YouTube. Come on, bro. Look at this. I don't really want to move this too much. Yo, look at that. What are we saying?
That's really good. That's nice. All right. I'm kind of fucking up right now just because look at this wall. This wall is inside. And yo, I don't know how to get it out.
Yo, this man's wall is inside, bro.
I don't know how to get it out.
Austin over there eating all his icing, bro. Austin just fucking here to eat, bro. He's not even here to build. Yo, okay, I think I'm going to leave that NA5 how it is like that, nice and plain. Should I add shit to the door? I think I'm going to just add icing all over the place. I have hella icing. I might as well start icing it up, brother.
Dude, I'm going to get that wall out.
Here we go. Right.
I need something. I need a lot more than something.
You need fucking Christ, brother. That's what you need at this point. Okay. Dude, I think I was made to do this. Real shit. We got some fucking fires in the chat. Yo, I appreciate you, Cisco. The number one gifter, by the way, Lalo.
Damn. That's probably the best it's going to get. So, we're going to start decorating. Let's go ahead and start with these gumdrops.
Okay.
Little taste test.
I think my first window might have been a little better, but dude,
pretty good.
We're here. You're gonna have to let Austin borrow some of your icing for real. They're all on you about the icing. There's a good amount of icing though.
Dude, there's still like a good amount for real. Oh shit.
But they're not wrong, brother. You're kind of fucking it up over there, brother.
You better see some magic.
Now we're talking. Yo, chat. Look at this. It's coming along, bro. What are we saying right now? What are these?
Yeah, what are
these? What are these? Chat, what the fuck are these? Yo, what are these? I don't know what these are. Yo, okay, so
somebody give me a good idea for like these. I don't know. Austin's magic is failing. That's what I'm saying. Yo, Nat, Millie, Cisco, somebody give me an idea. What the hell do you even do with these? I don't know. I don't really know like what to do with these.
Oh, wait. I'm fucking up.
N85 trap house. Here we go. Now, should I ice the inside of those windows? I don't really think so. I think it'll make it a little tacky. I might add a little icing right there for the doorknob, actually. That's what I'm going to do. It does not get more clinical than this. Just missing that Hellcat. Yo, for real, bro. Okay. Oh, what if I... Okay, I'm going to use these as like little... no! Okay, I'm good. Dude, this shit is sturdy, bro. I fucking hit the fuck out of it. It didn't even phase it. I don't think so, at least.
All right,
I'm going to use it as outside decoration.
All right, let's see how I'm going to do this.
Put the gumdrops on the trim of the front of the roof like Christmas lights. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I tried building one, my shit collapsed, bro. That's what my man is on right now over here, brother.
I feel you.
Okay, I will take a piss, bro.
Did they give me where to
go? Someone said Austin's house not passing inspection,
bro. I know, it's not, bro. It's not.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious, bro. Okay, I like that idea. I'm gonna put some of these right here, like along the side. Good idea, really. Now give my man Lord. Austin some ideas, brother. We need Austin. Austin needs some fucking help.
It's
Austin
over. Christ. I need so more gumdrops.
Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move this over to Austin's side. And we're going to see.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I don't want to touch it. All
right. Y'all give my man Austin
some I was originally going to put N85 with the gumdrops, like, you know, N85. But... I ran out of gumdrops and I didn't space them out correctly. So now it just looks like a lot of gumdrops.
We got Austin, what are you doing?
Millie, you shut your mouth.
He needs to.
We got Austin, what are you doing? We got Austin. He needs to grab the bottle, start drinking.
I like that idea. That's what I'm talking about. But, you know, it's standing. And that's all that matters.
OK.
Okay, I'm gonna add some of these and I make them like lights, like on the side.
Oh yeah.
And I might put some green ones like on the lawn, maybe like a little trees or bushes kind of vibe.
Spread it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
There you go. You need to cock it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
They call him Austin the Cocker.
Cock it, brother. I'm cocking it, brother.
Big Cocker.
Look, y'all can see it. Oh, y'all got the best angle. Look, watch this. The cock is going by. About to go crazy.
And we're saying cock like C-A-U-L-K, by the way, so we don't get restricted.
You ready? Watch this.
Austin finna have...
Call
your dad, help you do this room.
Oh God. Boom. Look at that. Don't tell me that's not perfect.
Austin, call your father right now. Be like, what can I do with his
father?
Roof? Dude, that'd be hilarious. If you FaceTime him and be like, what can I do with his roof?
Y'all didn't see that. But somebody come take
oh,
a look
no.
at this.
Oh no. This is not going well.
Can you guys tell like they never showed my artwork? You know how like in school, they all like...
They put the best kids?
They'll hang up their artwork. They never hung mine, bro. Not a single time.
You made your mom do that shit?
Bro. But this one time?
Maybe you spread it too much, but I support the decision. Hey, we like a supporter.
This is how you cock, brother.
Oh, I'm sure she knows, brother.
See, look, I forgot this side, though. Yeah, this one time, I had, like, a project due the night, but, like, the next day, and I didn't start. My mom had to do it all in one night. She stayed up late as hell.
Saying, bro.
Only to fail.
No way.
Yo, yeah, I felt really bad, and she tried her best.
But. Yo, what are we saying, chat? Look at this.
Somebody come take a look at this. All right, it's going to be a little hard. Because it's already on. But watch the cock. Oh, yeah. Look at those waves, guys. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Look at this. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wavy. Y'all like that? Now let's spread it. Oh, Lord. Shit. Boom. As long as it's holding together, that's all
Yo,
I care.
I am going crazy. Now we know why. Negative 5 out of 10 job on that one.
I told y'all I needed words of encouragement, but you guys are kicking me while I'm down.
Never have I ever left a drunk voicemail before. Here we go. We just talked about a drunk text before.
Nah, I never done that.
Who leaves drunk voicemails?
Not a voicemail.
Never have I ever accidentally sent a text to the wrong person.
All right. Everybody does that.
Yo, listen, bro. I had a really bad one, dude. So one time, what'd my boy say?
The effort is what counts, Austin.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Words of encouragement.
About.
All right, listen,
bro. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
In high school, right, I was in a very toxic relationship, right? Yep. And I had my best friend, Naomi, right? She was telling me, like, yo, it's time, bro. You got to tell her straight, like, yo, this isn't what I'm doing anymore. And I just give it to her straight, bro. And she was like, but let me know how it goes, right? I was like, okay, cool. I got you. No problem. I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna tell her, like, yo, we're done. Like, I'm not trying to do this toxic shit no more, right?
Right.
So then, boom, I go to her. Oh, mine's kind of collapsing, too.
From where?
Right here. Oh, that's all good. Slightly. I go to her. I was like, yo, I'm not. Actually, I don't do it in person. I do it through text, right?
Right.
I'm like, yo, I'm not feeling this no more, bro. Like, we be on some toxic shit. Like, this isn't it, bro. We ain't doing this shit no more.
Guys, the roof has
collapsed, brother.
The roof has opened up.
Here we go. Do we have any roofers in the chat? Let them know.
My fathers would be very disappointed.
So listen. Listen. What was I saying?
toxic relationship.
Yeah. Okay, so I told her, boom, 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 all that long paragraph. And she was like, okay, I understand, right, at the end. I screenshotted it, right? And I was supposed to send it to Naomi. Mm-hmm. I sent it right back to that same girl. And then, not only just a screenshot, at the end, I was like, yeah, I told her, bruh. I'm so proud of myself. Like, yo, I ain't doing this shit no more, bruh. She was so toxic to me. Like, I was just talking shit about her. And then I sent it, right? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I was like, I just sent it right back to her, bruh. And then I was like, I didn't know how to, like, this is before you can unsend shit, bro. So I had to, like, put, like, a bunch of laughing emojis. I was like, yo, my bad, bro. That wasn't for you. Dude, I turned so red and I was so embarrassed, bro. That's I was great. Like, bro, I can't, bro. So, yeah, that was a quite unfortunate time. Wrong yeah, text, brother.
I never had a bad one like that.
Yo, my dad. I have a single dad, right? And then one time he was spitting game at some shoddy, right? He was having a little date here and there. And then he texted me on accident. He was like, buenas noches, mi flaquita bella.
Damn.
Dude. And then I was like, buenas noches, apa. And then he was like,
come with him back. He's like, noches, papi. Papi chulo. Yo. Nah, you should have complimented me back.
All right.
Guys, clearly I have the better house.
Okay. 5 minutes left, brother.
I think this is it. Like, I think I'm done with this. Honestly, this is the best.
What time? 7:56. Okay, yo. 5 minutes, brother, because we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think, guys, let's get a poll going. Try to get yours more up front over here if you can.
Yeah.
Show the camera.
Or fuck it. Are we going to end it there? I think this is good right here. This is all I'm going to do. Fuck it.
I think mine's pretty good. I'm not even going to hold you.
Here we go. Is mine going to last the trip?
It looks... Is that a dartboard in the front? No way. Okay. I'm going to make the space for you. Even though they clearly want to see mine because it's the better one. Go ahead.
There we go. Everybody in the chat right now. Austin or Anthony? Yo, angle it so that you can see both.
Oh, dude, my hands are... Yeah.
Here we go. Austin or Anthony? What are we saying right now, bro? Drop it in the chat right now.
I'll give y'all $1 if y'all vote for me.
Send roses for Austin. Send some galaxies for Anthony. Let's go. What are we saying?
Lala said Anthony is suburban and Austin the trap.
Mine's a house in Alpharetta. Yours is a house in Gwinnett, brother.
I'm at what's it called? 5 points. Little 5 points.
That's fucking
I'm at hilarious. College Park. Was it Forest Park or College Park?
Both. There's both.
I think I did.
People on the
well.
YouTube, what do y'all think, bro?
I think I did pretty well, guys.
I personally think I wrecked you, brother. I kept mine nice and simple and clean. I think the cleanliness is what kind of took me over the line, brother.
Yeah, I think that's what really clinched your victory. Just because of the cleanliness.
Yeah. That was fun, bro. Yo, if y'all have any family members or anything like that, yo, make sure y'all do these shits, bro. It's pretty fun. I think doing one of these together might be like a little more fun. You know what I'm saying? Nice decoration. Get, you know, the creativity going, bro. Touch some grass. Enjoy some time with your family, your friends, bro. Merry Christmas to everybody here in the fucking chat. If y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast, bro. Thank you, Austin, for being here, bro. And we're fucking out of here,
Merry
bro.
Christ
I appreciate
everybody.
You. Boom.